So, I want to start with a specific feeling. You
Great.
know that feeling when you finally crack a difficult problem after, I don't know, staring at it for 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
That absolute dopamine hit where you feel like you're the smartest person in the room?
The I am a genius moment, even if you were, crying 5 minutes before.
Exactly. That is the core of what Code Wars is selling. It's a digital dojo. You go there to practice kata, these small specific coding challenges, and you grind until you achieve what they call mastery.
It's very romantic in a way.
It is. It's about the human struggle to get better at Python or JavaScript.
Right, it's very singular. It's you versus the compiler. It's this old school mentality applied to modern tech.
But today we're going to complicate that romance a little bit. We're taking that dojo, that place of, pure human effort, and we are smashing it into a factory.
Okay.
We're looking at what happens when Code Wars, this bastion of skill, integrates with the Auto Content API, which is basically an industrial-grade engine for automating, well, everything else.
It sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Mastery versus automation.
It really does.
But if you actually look at the documents we have, the Code Wars community structure and the technical docs for the Auto Content API, you start to realize this isn't a clash. It's a necessary evolution.
Necessary. That's a strong word. Why does a dojo need an industrial engine?
Because of silence and because of what the industry calls content saturation. Look, Code Wars is sitting on a gold mine. They have thousands of coding problems, millions of solutions, and all this deep community
But
wisdom.
it's all trapped.
It's trapped in text. Exactly. It's static. To get value out of Code Wars right now, you have to log in, you read a text prompt, you write code, and then you read other people's code. That's a high friction loop.
A very active process.
Very. The Auto Content API is the tool that claims they can take that static text and just explode it into a multimedia empire, video, audio, blogs, all without hiring a single human producer.
Okay, so the mission for this deep dive is to Mac that explosion. We're going to look at how this API could change how we learn, how Code Wars finds new users, and even how they make money.
Right.
And I want to start with the learning part. Because as a user, the kata is the product.
It is. It's the unit of value.
So walk me through this. Currently, I pick a language, and they have like 55 of them. From Python to Swift, I get a text description, and I code. How does an automation engine make that better?
Right.
Because frankly, if I'm deep in code, I don't want an AI bothering me.
You might not want it while you're typing, no. But what about when you're stuck or when you're trying to understand why your solution worked? The Auto Content API documentation highlights a specific endpoint they call explainer videos.
So auto-generated tutorials.
But at a scale you just can't do manually. Imagine Code Wars has 12,000 kata. To hire humans to record a 60-second explainer for each one would cost millions and take years.
Not feasible.
Not at all. The API can programmatically crawl those 12,000 pages. It reads the problem description, it parses the logic, and it outputs a 60 to 90 second vertical video.
What are we looking at, though? Is it just text scrolling on a screen? Because that's worse than reading.
No, the source describes using AI avatars options like, professional woman or casual speaker. So you have this virtual presenter who actually walks you through the logic. Here's the goal. Here's the edge case you need to watch out for.
It adds that visual and auditory layer to what was previously just a wall of text.
Exactly.
I have to play devil's advocate here. Most of the auto-generated video I've seen is, well, it's stiff, it's uncanny valley territory. Is that something a developer actually wants?
That is a fair skepticism. But think about the daily kata concept. The problem isn't always the initial solve, it's the review
Right,
afterwards.
the solutions
You
pave.
solve a kata, you see the list of code snippets from other users. Some are these brilliant one-liners, some are just absolute messes.
And usually I just stare at the top voted one, try to figure out why it's so short, and then I just move on. I don't really learn why it's better.
Right. Now combine that with the Auto Content API's audio overview feature. It positions itself as an alternative to Notebook LM. It can take those top three solutions, analyze the difference in logic like, comparing a recursive approach versus an iterative one, and generate a podcast segment about it.
Wait, so it's not just reading the code aloud, because listening to someone read syntax is painful. Open bracket, int
Well, now
equals.
that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
The API synthesizes the concepts. It creates a dialogue between two AI hosts discussing the strategy of the code.
Oh, wow.
So on your commute, you aren't looking at a screen. You're listening to a 5-minute breakdown of the CAID of the day, and you're actually learning about algorithm efficiency.
That actually changes the consumption model entirely. You go from Code Wars is a place I go to type to Code Wars is a place I go to listen.
It becomes a media company.
It turns the library into a broadcast.
Precisely. And it solves that issue of different learning styles. Some people learn by doing, sure, but some need to hear the logic discussed before it really clicks.
It's interesting you mention hearing the logic, because that brings up a huge barrier in coding language. And I don't mean Python or Java, I mean English.
The default language of tech.
Yep.
Right. Code Wars says they add 75,000 new members a month. I'm guessing a huge chunk of that isn't from the US or UK.
Oh, for sure.
If you're a developer in Brazil or Japan or Germany, you are likely doing double duty. You're translating the language in your head while also trying to parse the actual logic.
That is a massive cognitive load. And the auto content sources explicitly mention instant globalization with support for over 50 languages.
Okay, but we're not just talking about Google Translate swapping text on a web page, right?
No, this is different. It's the multimedia resynthesis. Let's say Code Wars publishes a new difficult algorithm challenge. The API workflow detects that. It transcribes the English, translates it, and then generates those audio podcasts and video explainers we just talked about, but in Spanish, in Hindi, in Mandarin.
So the AI avatar in the video is actually speaking German.
Lip-synced and everything. It creates a completely native asset.
That is. Well, it's aggressive scaling, but doesn't matter that much. Code is code. If ESOLS works the same in Tokyo as it does in New York, do you really need a localized video to explain a loop?
For a simple loop? Maybe not, but for complex system architecture, for explaining why certain data structure matters in a high-load environment, absolutely.
Nuance gets lost.
Nuance is lost in a second language. If Code Wars can offer a native language learning experience, they aren't just translating. They are unlocking the total addressable market that usually bounces off because the cognitive load is just too high.
That makes perfect sense. It lowers the barrier to entry. If I can understand the concept in my native tongue, I can focus on writing the syntax in English much faster.
Exactly. You lock that user in. You become the go-to resource in their region because nobody else is producing content in their language at that speed.
Okay, let's shift gears. We've built a better product with video and multiple languages. But a product sitting in the dark doesn't make money. We need to talk about getting people to the dojo, the marketing.
The faceless strategy.
I love this term. It sounds so ominous. But in the creator economy, faceless just means no human on camera, right?
Correct. It means automated channels.
Yeah.
And for a company like Code Wars, this is a huge bottleneck.
Yeah.
The source material mentions they have product news and competitions, things like their festive collections.
So they want to be active.
They want to be on TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts, because that's where the junior developers are hanging out.
But making video is such a grind. You need an editor, a script, B-roll. It's a whole production line.
And it costs money. The analysis we looked at shows manual production for a single short-form video runs anywhere from $50 to $300.
For one video.
For one. If the algorithm demands you post 3 times a day to grow, that's potentially $30,000 a month just on TikTok.
That is a burn rate most companies won't touch, especially for educational content, which might not have an immediate ROI.
And here comes the API. The auto content pricing model is credit-based. They claim a short video costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to about €4.
€4 versus $300. That is not a marginal gain. That is a complete collapse of the cost structure.
It shifts the cost from linear, where more videos equal more hires, to logarithmic. You can scale volume without scaling your headcount. Code Wars could run 5 different TikTok channels, catering to Python, Java, Web3, all on autopilot.
And I have to ask this, is it just spam? If I'm scrolling TikTok and I see 50 videos a day from Code Wars, am I going to follow them or am I going to block them? Quality control seems like the big risk here.
It is a significant risk. If the content is just generic Hello World stuff, it's spam, it's noise. But the API has a feature called real-time social intelligence. It integrates with X and Reddit to detect trends.
Oh, so it's newsjacking.
In a really smart way.
Yeah.
Let's say Golang starts trending on Reddit because some major tech company just switched their backend to it. The API detects that spike. It finds a relevant Golang CAID from the Code Wars library.
And it generates a script linking the two.
Exactly. So the video says, Google just switched to Go. Here's how you can learn the basics in 30 seconds. And it posts it while the trend is still hot.
A human marketing team might take 3 days to get that approved.
The API does it in minutes. That relevance protects it from feeling like spam. It's timely value.
I see. It's using the library to answer the current conversation. That actually leads to the other side of discovery, search SEO. Because Code Wars has these 12,000 pages of challenges, but from Google's perspective, are they actually good pages?
Technically, no. They suffer from what the Auto Content Report calls the thin content problem.
Thin content? That just sounds like a penalty waiting to happen.
It is. A typical CATA page is just a problem description and a text box. A user lands, and if they can't solve it, they bounce.
And Google sees that.
Google sees a high bounce rate and low dwell time, so it pushes the page down in the rankings.
So how does an API fix a bounce rate? You can't force people to stay on a page.
You can if you give them a reason to linger. The Auto Content API has a deep research endpoint. So it doesn't just look at the text you gave it. It browses the web to find context.
Context like what?
So say the CATA is about recursion. The API goes out and finds real-world applications of recursion, maybe in financial modeling or fractal generation. Then it injects multimedia into that page.
Injects.
It writes a unique blog intro, it embeds that audio summary we talked about, and it places the explainer video right at the top.
So the user lands, they see a video, and they click play.
And suddenly, they spend 90 seconds watching that video instead of 5 seconds scanning the text and leaving. That's dwell time. Google sees that engagement and ranks the page higher. It's programmatic SEO. SEO.
It's weaponizing the archives. Instead of a dusty library, every book has a movie trailer attached to it.
That's a great analogy. It maximizes the surface area for luck.
Yeah.
You don't know which CATA will take off, so you enhance all of them. You make the whole library work for you.
We've covered a lot of public-facing stuff, but Code Wars isn't just a playground. They have a corporate arm, right? Code Wars for companies. They do hiring, assessments, upskilling.
Yes, and this is where the tone shifts. In B2B, it's not about viral videos or dwell time. It's about efficiency and relationships. And interestingly, the sources highlight a feature called voice cloning as a key B2B tool.
Voice cloning always feels a bit sci-fi. Why would Code Wars need to clone voices?
To solve what they call the CEO paradox. The source material references a message from Carol Chang, the CEO of Code Wars. In a perfect world, she would personally welcome every new enterprise client. Hey, JP Morgan team, welcome aboard.
But she can't. She's running a company. She doesn't have time to record 500 different welcome messages.
Exactly. But the API allows for secure voice cloning. She records a sample once. Then, when a new client signs a contract, the system generates a personalized audio welcome message from her.
Hello, insert bank name here.
But more natural than that. The source says the results are steady and believable. It adds a high-touch feel to what is normally a very low-touch process. It makes the client feel seen without costing the CEO hours of studio time.
That's a nice touch, but is it a game changer? I feel like there has to be a more practical use case here.
There is. Think about the hiring aspect. Code Wars is used for technical assessments.
Right. Companies send out coding tests to screen their candidates.
Okay, so if you're a hiring manager, you might assign a Codeverse test to 50 applicants for one single open role. You get back 50 test results. You do not have time to review every line of code they all wrote.
No way. I'm just looking at the score. Pass or fail? Do they get 100%? That's it.
Which misses so much nuance. Did they pass with messy code? Did they fail but show really great logic? The Auto Content API can synthesize the candidate's performance into a 2-minute private podcast for you.
Wait, so I'm driving to work and I'm listening to a report on my job candidates.
Exactly. Candidate A solved the problem efficiently but ignored edge cases. Candidate B had cleaner syntax but really struggled with optimization. You digest the data passively. It turns a spreadsheet into a briefing.
That is the common thread here, isn't it? It's turning data into a format that fits into the cracks of our day. We don't have time to read 50 code reviews, but we have time to listen to a 10-minute summary while we cook dinner.
Exactly. It's fitting the content to the workflow.
Right.
Not forcing the user to change their behavior. It's about meeting the user, whether that's a student in Brazil or a hiring manager in New York where they actually are.
So if we step back and look at the whole picture here,
right,
we have the brain of Code Wars, the code, the challenges, the logic, and we're attaching the mouth of the Auto Content API to it.
That's the collision we started with.
And the result is enhanced learning, global reach, automated marketing, better SEO. It sounds like a total no-brainer. But I do want to pause on the implication of all this.
Okay. What's on your mind?
The tagline of Code Wars is achieve mastery.
Yes. That's their North Star.
We just spent the last 15 minutes talking about how to use AI to explain code, to market code, to summarize code. And we know that in the real world, tools like Copilot and ChatGPT are increasingly writing the code itself.
Right. The landscape of coding is fundamentally changing.
So if the content about the code is automated and the code itself is automated, what is left for the human? What does mastery actually look like in, say, 2026?
That is the big uncomfortable question. In the past, mastery was syntax. It was memorizing the libraries, typing the solution faster than the other guy.
The whole digital dojo vibe, muscle memory.
But that is fading. If the AI can write the loop and the AI can explain the loop, then mastery has to shift. It stops being about production and it starts being about curation.
Curation.
Yes. Can you judge the output? Do you know which questions to ask the API? Do you know when the explainer video is hallucinating or when the logic it used is flawed? The human becomes the conductor, not the instrument player.
So Code Wars stops being a gym where you go to lift weights and it starts being a conducting school.
Maybe. A place where you learn to direct the automation. You don't compete against the machine. You learn to drive it. The dojo has to evolve. The CADA of the future might not be write this function. It might be fix the function the AI wrote.
From code warriors to code conductors, that is a massive shift in identity for a developer.
It's the natural evolution of tools. The tool gets better, so the human have to move up the stack. We stop digging the ditch with a shovel, and we start driving the excavator. But we still need to know where to dig.
Well, that is a lot to chew on. For everyone listening, whether you're a developer wondering about your future skills or a business owner sitting on a massive pile of text data, the question is the same. What assets do you have trapped in the dark?
Right.
Because clearly, the technology to turn the lights on is here.
And it's cheaper than ever. It's a €4 flashlight.
There you go. Thanks for taking this dive with us. We'll see you in the next one.